Tests of control are designed to evaluate the operating effectiveness of controls in the way that they prevent or detect material misstatements. So in order to design further audit procedures, what we as auditors have to do is assess the risk that the financial statements might have misstatements in them. And internal controls are a vital component of assessing that risk. They're the mechanisms that clients design in an attempt to prevent, detect, and get rid of these material misstatements. So this is not only necessary for good financial reporting, it's necessary to safeguard the assets of the company, and so therefore it's actually just good corporate governance to have these controls. Now, the fundamental principle is that the stronger the control system, the lower the risk of there being material mistakes in the financial statements. So therefore, auditors can seek to place some reliance if you've got good internal controls, and therefore reduce the amount of substantive testing needed. So how do we get this reliance? Well, first of all, we need to ascertain, we need to get to know how the system operates. Then we need to document it in our working papers. Then we need to test its operation. Then we need to assess the design and the operating effectiveness of the system. And then finally, determine the impact on our approach for specific transactions, balances, and disclosures.